Blog Talk Radio.
You feel it deep inside, a desire within to completely transform your life. The question of who am I is ready for I am. Overcome your fears, step into your power, and unleash your inner goddess. Join life concierge Heidi Woolard and experience the unsung goddess in you. The Unsung Goddess is a heart-based project focused on creating a community of women who are ready to celebrate and discover their authentic self and purpose. Those who are on a journey of self-love, acceptance, healing, growth and empowerment. A transformation from who am I to I am. It is an awakening of divine feminine energy growing out of pure love to honor those who are courageous enough to say, I have set free the goddess in me.
Good evening, everyone. It's Heidi. Welcome to the Unsung Goddess on Blog Talk Radio. We have so much to talk about this evening, and I'm going to have my guest on in just a moment. I'm always excited to have Joya Delaney on the show. She has been a friend to the show from the very beginning, back in 2012 when this show began, when I was called into this beautiful divine appointment, really soul-searching just my own life and reasons of why I'm here and who am I, and there's got to be more to life than all of this. And at that particular point in time, just going through a lot, contemplating all the big questions that people come up with. So I was led to use my voice, which is, I know, a gift. It's a natural gift that I have. I love to talk. So what a perfect opportunity to start a radio show. Who would have ever known? I never really considered myself to utilize my my gifts and knowledge and talent in these ways, but it's been a really incredible journey. So I just want to stop for just 1 second and just welcome everyone and reacquaint you with all of the ways that you can connect with me. I'm on Facebook at The Unsung Goddess, and also I am on the internet through the website, which is not fully built out yet. It's evolving like me, but certainly something that I'm proud of since I did build it all on my own. It's just kind of something that you get really excited about knowing, gosh, I didn't know that I knew how to do these things. And yet, when you put your mind out there, you can pretty much accomplish anything. So I am at theunsunggoddess.com. You got to put the word the in front of it in order to get there. So theunsunggoddess.com. And I think that Joy is having a little trouble getting online. So I hate to do this to you, but just let's take a pause for a minute, everybody. Okay, so yeah, we're having a little technical difficulty, so I'm not quite too sure what's going on, but I know that Joya is having a little trouble getting on the line, so sorry about that. Anyone who is listening, I am here. I just had to disappear for a second. So yeah, I wanted to get everybody to the Unsung Goddess on Facebook, theunsunggoddess.com, and there's, it's just really been quite an interesting 3 years, really. It's been a very interesting 3 years. And this show has evolved and grown in so many beautiful ways. And it's just sort of developing a life of its own. And I love that because I knew that I was never really in charge from the very beginning. It was about my own need to go soul searching deeper within my own heart. I knew that I had a lot of things that I wanted in my life and to fulfill and not really quite sure how to get there, and struggling with a marriage and single mom and struggling with finding my way as far as my career and success and taking off. And I think just in general, all the things that people go through, especially come midlife. So just asking the big questions, and that's when I started the show. But it has taken off and evolved in such ways, the main theme being all about authenticity and coming from the heart and being real and peeling away the masks and being courageous enough to step up and be seen and be accepted and not have to pretend to be something else or someone else for anybody else, and also worry about what people think of me, which was a big, big deal. And I realized how many of things were really holding me back as far as my own thoughts and taking things personally and being hurt and afraid and fear and all these things which started my interpersonal journey and my spiritual walk of just going deeper within. And along that way, I was introduced, I would say, that, you know, my biggest leap into that was back in 2006. And then in 2009, I had met Joya, and she's just this amazing shaman, spiritual. She truly is. I know she's going to hate for me to put her on a pedestal to say guru, because we are our own gurus nowadays. But, you know, she's been doing this work for 30 years, and she truly has dedicated her life. She believes that she's appointed to do this work, to heal the planet, to help people through their own ascension and their own spiritual walk and processing and understanding their soul's purpose on this planet, and also their what is karma and what is shadow and integrating shadow. And, you know, it's just another beautiful way for people to go deeper into their own self-discovery. So Joya has really been not only just an advisor and assisting me in my own soul's growth, but really, truly just a beautiful soul. She's an incredible friend. She's funny. She's jolly. She walks her talk. She's just filled with so much light, and she just has a view in life that is very, very beautiful, and it encompasses everybody and everything on this planet. It is truly unconditional. Her teaching is very much the teachings of the Christ consciousness, which has always been very near and dear to my heart and very important to me. I would love everybody to understand the real meaning behind what it means to have Christ consciousness, and she teaches that, but it also exists in many, many different religious philosophies, although when you take out all the dogma and you just carry the essence of the spiritual, you know, just the spiritual philosophy, you can tie in the oneness of all that is and ever was and ever will be, regardless of what story you're attached to or what story that you're telling. So I just really want to honor Joya. Again, like I said, she's a beautiful spiritual healer and shaman. And, you know, she's actually an international acclaimed one, because she travels all around the world and has since 1975. And she works with shamanic techniques, removing wrongful information, subconscious fear, and blockages that we all carry deep in our DNA and our soul. And she's truly traveled the world and had opportunities to sit at the feet of many masters. And she's studied many different types of religions and philosophies, so she's got a very broad understanding of not only personal things that are going currently, but also ancient stories and wisdom. And she's got many spiritual gifts that she uses to heal and raise the vibration of people throughout the world. And she brings understanding and peace to the world through her unique gifts of love and light and healing. So let's go ahead and bring her in, because I know she's got a chance to jump on with us now. So let's bring her in.
Hello.
Joya, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Joya.
Hi.
All right, we got you. Hello. Yes, welcome, welcome to this very, very hot and sticky evening here in Southern California, where it feels more like probably back east somewhere. yeah, we're having some crazy weather here in California that us, we're very, very spoiled. We're not used to this, and it is very atypical for us, especially this time of year, sort of monsoonish. But it's been creating some incredibly beautiful canvases in the sky, just in magnificent sunsets. And we're having one right now, and I'm looking right at it, Joya, on this 9-9, September 9th. So I'm just, we have so much to talk about, and just want to thank you for taking out time out of your busy schedule for being here tonight. Welcome.
Thank you. Well, we have a partial solar eclipse this Sunday, and that's kind of interesting that it's so hot. And I would say that may have something to do with it. And, of course, everything else that we're going through with all these retrograde planets since summer began. So it has been hot anyway as far as our souls getting purged beyond belief. The darker side, the shadow, whatever you'd like to call it, the negative part of ourselves, it's all coming up to the surface more than ever before. And we had all that retrograde energy in this last month and a half or so, and it has been just a remarkable summer. On the news, they're calling it breakup summer and deception summer. And I went, oh, my goodness, Venus and Pluto backwards. I thought that was so funny, and that really is not funny. It hasn't been funny. But
no,
one
it
thing
has
it is,
not.
No. But what is good about it is that the challenges that we go through really help us, and they're going to help us grow. They're going to help us get it together and take care of what we needed to be taken care of all along throughout our whole lifetimes, things that our ancestors didn't take care of, things that, you know, we didn't take care of in other lifetimes. So we have to get it together in order to be a human now. We have to raise our consciousness. We've got to do the right things. And the way it's been is that we've been lazy, procrastinating, you know, hiding with denial, pretending it's not there. And, I mean, wow, denial has been a big problem on this planet, a huge problem. And, of course, the negative ego. So all of that is being cleaned up now. Hello?
Joya, can you hear me?
Yeah, it cut off, but I kept talking.
No, no, we can hear you fine.
Okay.
You can hear me.
I can hear you.
I was yelling at my kids, so I was muting out. I hope you didn't help me.
I knew something happened.
I hope you didn't hear me yelling at those darn kids who are screaming, and they're having a good time in the pool. It's so hot, but they were making a lot of noise. So,
okay.
So yeah, I apologize. Go ahead.
So as a result of the universe being our shaman. I mean, I'm a shaman, and I am a soul surgeon and a tracker, which means I'm tracking in your soul all the way back to the beginning of time and seeing what's blocking you and then release it. I call myself many things, spiritual colonic lady. So we're all full of shit, and you got to get rid of it. And so that's a theme that I've even made a song out of. Get rid of your shit.
Love it.
And also, there is also the plumber, you know, like I'm the Roto-Rooter lady. And
yep.
The reason that I say that is because we're so loyal to things that aren't good for us, because we have been programmed and conditioned many generations, again, in our DNA, say that we're supposed to, you know, struggle and suffer and sacrifice and be sad and then get sick. A lot of that is not true, of course, but that was life for those people that we come from the old country and from slavery and from, you know, all kinds of disasters that were happening back then and still happening because of the wrong belief system and the wrong programming, and we're not supposed to be doing any of those things. Suffering, struggling, sacrificing, and being sad and then getting sick. Yeah, so.
Boy, do so many people know that story, and from what I understand, 2016 is really gonna, if we have not, you know, worked out a lot of our things that are held in, because, you know, trauma and stress and all of these are such incredible precursors to all kinds of disease and illnesses and mental, psychological, emotional suffering. So, you know, it was so funny, Joya, though. I was listening yesterday to the show in April we did with the first blood red moon of this of not this year, but last year, April 2014.
Wow.
And I was just listening because I knew that we were going to be doing, because we've got the last of the four blood red moons completing the tetrad this month. I know you're going to talk about that. But I was listening to that show, and I thought, you know, how we talked about all of the incredible aspects that were going on astrologically that have not taken place in hundreds and sometimes thousands of years, and just that, you know, it was such a tough year for so many people that we were all going through a lot, because it was really time to clear, you know, clear the karma and purge and get ourselves right and raise the consciousness and go in more into love. And we really talked to, you know, more that we were fully into the divine feminine, and that more people were coming into compassion and understanding, but also that we were going to see more and more darkness come up. And I just thought it so interesting, because here we are in 2015, although 14 was really rough, 15 has been, I think, even more incredibly strict and strong. And we've just come out of, from solstice this year to now, we had so many intense, as far as astrologically is, you know, concerned. Here's the funny thing. Most people, especially in, you know, mainstream media or just in, you know, the collective in general, don't really buy into any kind of astrology, although that is how we used to follow astronomy tied in with astrology. It's how, you know, we used to follow the stars. It's where we get our math, that, you know, from all the astronomy things, the cycles of the moon. But we lost our way, you know, and we really stopped even kind of looking at any of that, because science came in and we've evolved and we've gotten much more technologically smarter and blah, blah, blah. But the thing is that when you look at the news now, especially over this last year, they are bringing in more astrological tie-ins to their story than ever before. I think most people who watch CNN and Fox News and all of that, you know, garbage on television, the news that only gives us what they want us to hear anyway, well, everyone knows about the Shemitah, that this is a last of the Shemitah years. You know, if you've never heard of a Shemitah before, I'm sure you've heard them talk about it, because, you know, it's tied into all of this financial crisis and potential, you know, big, you know, crashes that they're predicting for this month. And we've also, they also bring in the blood moon. They've talked about that on the television. They're talking about the eclipses. I'm hearing more astrological projection on
they
the
sure
news
do.
And on mainstream media than ever before. And so it's not
Absolutely.
Surprising to me. But yeah, so but tell us, you know, more about that.
Well, also, today was one of the best days for the stock market ever. So I'll start with that today, which is 9/9/15. So it those nine numbers mean something. They're quite powerful. And this is a gateway day. You know, it's an opening of a new portal. And the light beings have been working this morning since noon our time. And there's been a lot of ceremonies and a lot of downloading of new information, especially for spiritual people, because we're the ones holding the most light, and we're the ones that can resonate and kind of be angelic, I guess you could say. And, you know, we're the warriors, and we're the frontliners. And so them getting together and being programmed with the Emerald Matrix and so many other forms of light pouring down on the earth, that started, I would say, around noon Pacific time. And so it's a very powerful day for opening up vortexes and cleaning off the earth and downloading more positive codes and positive things into the people who are in their hearts and people who are waking up now. And, you know, in the past when I would talk, there was times when people went to Hawaii to bring in more love on the planet and all of that. So today is kind of a day like that. And there'll be another one a little bit later in the month. And so these portals that are opening up, after the retrogrades clean us and bring all the mud out, then usually there's a shift where all the light comes pouring in stronger, and the light beings can align with all the light workers in one group. Even if you're sitting in your home and you don't know it, you're still being downloaded with new codes, and what they call the Emerald Matrix came in today. So the blood moons, when they come after a portal is opened, and when a portal is open, a lot of mud from the whole planet and all the wrong programming that we've been carrying, when we get clear, it clears the whole planet. And today was a very intense day. Yesterday, too, I've heard from quite a few people. The last 2 days have been very, very moody. And, you know, you really have to be really careful of losing your temper and, you know, really thinking negative and especially feeling defeated. Because part of it is we're grieving our old selves away so that we can be our real authentic selves, which we lost a long time ago. So all of us are being pushed to become who we really are. And we're goddesses and we're priestesses and princes and kings and, you know, queens and light keepers. And, you know, we were in the temples, you know, in all the ancient times, and we were on other dimensions, and we were, you know, very high beings, and we lost it. So, and we were persecuted and shut down from it, and also you have negative karma from acting a fool in some of those time periods, like fake priests and priestesses and stuff in Egypt. You know, there was a lot of that going on, a lot of witchcraft all over. So the main thing is in this life, we're to save the planet and we're to raise the vibration and we're to clean our karma at the same time and become royal and become the priests and priestesses that we've been and the kings and queens and the princes and princesses, and all that will come out of all this purging of mud. And the mud is very heavy. It really is, especially people who are just beginning their work. But one thing I will say is there's millions of light workers around the world now. There are so many ways that you can get into this information with these telesummits and conferences and all of that. You can reach a healer, a metaphysical person, any kind of way now. The only thing is to be careful, you know, that you, you know, use wisdom and use your gut feelings before you choose somebody, because there's a, how should I say, there's been a lot of compromising of the light. You know, everybody is a Reiki healer, for instance, and a master. Like, you know, you can't have everybody putting their hands on you if they're not clean in their thinking, or they're not clearing off their own energy every day after working on people. I found that a lot in Thailand and places like that. You know, like they didn't really know about cleaning. They just kept grabbing customers. So I wouldn't really let them massage me, even though I was dying for a massage. They could walk on my back sometimes, but, you know, so much light work has been compromised that you have to be picky now. You know, it's not all from the light. And people are not clear channels, and they say that they are, and they're channeling something else, and they're looking into your space to see who you are and how much money you have and how they can manipulate you and how they can steal your soul even. You have to be very careful. That's why people are very wary and not trusting of psychics. But, you know, I'm a champion for the psychics. You know, when I've written the book, you know, in the beginning I say it's for all the psychics and all the light workers, all the healers, all the people who have been under the radar. And one of the reasons that I wrote it is because I've met so many beautiful healers and psychics and, you know, metaphysicians who have been shunned by their own children and parents and families. And it's so sad, because they can actually reach into your body and they can do psychic surgery on you and heal cancer and things like that. You know, like Dr. Schultz and some of these people here, you can't even go to a shop that they're in because they had cures for AIDS and cancer. You know, that you just have to go on the internet to get them now. So many people have been burnt down that were trying to create these mystical things for us and, you know, had information for us. You know, you have to be careful. Like, I have to have more than $1 million insurance when I work in New York in the healing centers. You know, so it really is still a field where there's a lot of skepticism and a lot of anger. Say, for instance, Dr. Oz is now #3 hated man in America. I mean, come on now, because he sends you to the health food store.
Look at what they're doing to, I just saw that article today, but there is, it's in the double digits now, mm-hmm. the practitioners in the holistic and alternative arena that mm-hmm. are dying. They just yeah. all happen to be linked to knowing about this. I mean, there's been many. I mean, you know, this is not any news. Yep. But there's some more recent, very, very recent plant-based medicine that absolutely can cure cancer and all sorts of other things. And all the practitioners mm-hmm. that have known about it have just suddenly, you know, died in some way. Suzanne Summers has been promoting mm-hmm. the information, and, mm-hmm. and it's all over Facebook. Absolutely. Now, whether or not how much of it is, you know, being inflated – there is some massive truth to it. And, of course, it's going to be inflated because the media and the government wants to confuse us.
Yeah.
They want to make us believe that there are conspiracy theories and how can you buy into these stories and only, you know, stupid people who believe in that woo-woo stuff are going to, you know. But the bottom line is that this is how they manipulate us. They don't want us looking into or knowing that we can heal our bodies, that we have powerful minds that with the right intentions can really change not just our own lives, but the collective consciousness in general. And that is why we even do these calls, to get people to understand that when we can come out of our ego and when we can stop taking everything so personally and stop being so darn jealous of each other and start stop seeing each other as being separate and different and, you know, me better than you or him better than her or my neighborhood better than your neighborhood or my religion more, you know, better than yours and my God is the one, you know, and yours is false and I'm light and you're dark and all this contrast and polarity.
And killing in the name of God and angels and Islam and Allah and all this kind of thing, and they want to take over the whole world on top of it, and they're just being patient, they say. And I'm like, okay, well, anyway, next, because, you know, it could turn to dust in a minute, you know, the way this nuclear stuff is going, but, you know, that's part of my work, you know, to, you know, train others to have these special tools, you know, so that we can save the planet, because we have blown up others acting like this. So we're the higher beings and with a higher consciousness that know better. And so we can sit in our home and heal a million people, you know. But my whole point is, you know, there's a lot of ways to reach light workers now, and it is a very wonderful thing. And there's so many people waking up now. I have so many new people and young people that come into my place every week, hungry, every week. And even if I'm out of town, they do a session over the phone every week, every week, every week. And, you know, I'm older now, they know they don't have me for 10 years or 20 years anymore, and so they are trying to get as much as they can now, and I'm happy to do it. One thing that I'm going to start once the book is out is fascinating womanhood workshops, number one, and also wealth workshops in a way where I do some real deep clearing of money consciousness, negative beliefs. So I'm going to be giving them more just on money and just on women being fascinating, you know, so that they can keep their husband interested, because the husbands are not as interested these days, I hear. And it's because women have stopped being fascinating, and also there's porno. And the men go, porno doesn't argue back, so I'll pick it, not you. And so I have to teach the women how to keep more sexy going with kids, with everything. You got to keep that sexy going. And I have to train the men to be romantic. You know, women want romance and men want the sex, more so. Not 100%
that way,
but
relationships is a huge, huge thing that is changing drastically in the world for so many people, struggling with relationships, karmic relationships ending and new beautiful relationships coming in because, we're, you know, we are learning and we are getting better.
It's exciting. It really is, because the person is a mirror of you. So when you love you, then you're going to get that back from the environment, and it's wonderful. And when your karma's lighter and you don't have this big monkey on your back and all this baggage to bring in, it's even better. Sometimes you have to fight for your relationship, you know, and you got to keep it shielded and all of that and kind of keep it under the radar until you lock it in and, you know, be careful of the people trying to, you know, grab in there and try to be a threesome with you and all this type of thing. But, you know, once you get clean and you love yourself and you've worked on a lot of your patterns from your childhood, it's amazing who's coming in now. Divine mates galore. But the breakup is hard and it is difficult because you can't be in denial anymore. I have some people that come in and say all their friends broke up and they have a lot of friends. And I'm like, you're kidding. Yeah, it's amazing. So anyway, the blood moon is coming and that will also get rid of things that we received from the mother's womb when she was pregnant with us. And so that's what blood moons do. So if she was clenched up or depressed or angry or frustrated or whatever, then, you know, you're going to perhaps purge that for a good week and a half or so. And all of a sudden you're going to feel, you know, like this was what the mother was feeling. And so what you're doing is releasing and then being rebirthed down the birth canal brand new. So we're all pretty much chronically depressed in some way. And also, people have had so many eating disorders during this last retrograde period. Everybody seems to be either not eating or eating everything in sight. No in between too much, but there are a few of my clients who are doing great. I go back and forth between the two. Like sometimes I'm not even hungry. It's weird. And other times you just crave something and it's just like, okay, let me go and eat some greens and some fruit. And also, you know, some salads aren't even that good for you because they put everything but the kitchen sink in the salad that's fattening, like a lot of cheese and salad dressing and, you know, everything, croutons. And so you're still pretty much eating a lot of calories even with the green. And they do it because they know we're craving it. So we're mixing healthy and not so healthy, but at least it's better than just junk. It's kind of funny how everybody is, you know, trying to really find a balance with the eating. And some are just, you know, really anorexic. There's lots of skinny people and lots of overweight people. And when you go down the street, you see both extremes. It's really amazing. So the blood moon is for that, to really clear out mommy stuff and then be reborn so that you're a happy child and then you become the happy teenager and then all of a sudden you don't feel so depressed and this kind of heavy friend of yours that was on your shoulder is gone and you're like, what happened to my old friend? It's not there anymore. It's almost a really odd, weird feeling that you're not depressed and you don't listen to the blues as much and you don't cry and whine so much about stuff. Maybe you do and vent for a minute and then it turns around real quick. You know, we all have to vent, but do it with one person and get through it instead of 20 people. By then, you've sunk so deep into it, they're sunk so deep into it, and everybody's depressed. So what you want to do is just vent a little bit and then turn it around and see the good in it. And just know that everything will be okay. And finding an optimistic mate doesn't hurt. You know, a person who's also very depressed chronically is just going to pull you down because you can't really help them. You know, after a while, it's very irritating to be around a chronically depressed person. So these are all things we're learning, you know, and all along, perhaps maybe they were with a cheater and they didn't know it. And then what happened as soon as Venus went retrograde? When Venus went retrograde. Okay. And then it brought up the Ashley Madison website scandal. And that was very interesting. So everybody who was cheating got revealed, and the divorce lawyers are just clicking their heels and jumping for joy. They're so happy. And I thought, that's a typical retrograde thing that would happen in Venus. Everybody who is a cheater gets exposed. So it's a very unusual time, and we're now finally at the end of that. And when Venus goes direct, which is very shortly, it already has, but it takes a while to turn back to normal. So I would say this is the period to recover. Because now you can jump forward. It's not going to be such a time of releasing after you've revealed to yourself and you've gotten out of denial and it's been revealed to you. Then you can redo and renew and rethink and redecorate and recalibrate and relax. So now it's turning forward. So now jump forward. And for a week and a half or so, September 17th, then Mercury goes retrograde. And that's not so bad, but it just means, you know, just stay in rhythm as best you can because things get a little cuckoo. And go to the airport early. If you're going to have a party, then invite a whole bunch more people than you normally would because half will show up, things like that. At the end of the party, everybody starts jumping up, dancing. You know, it's just like a little dry sometimes, or the car. Just be aware that you need to keep it oiled up and water in it and, you know, tuned up. And your computer, too, if it acts up, you know, like just put it down for a minute, leave it alone, and then restart it again and try not to get upset. And, you know, you got to leave real early when you're going on the plane, real early, and things like that. But it's not so bad. But I wouldn't say it's a time where you really want to get married, for instance, or sign a giant contract unless you've already started it and you're finishing everything. So other than that, that will go on, but our heaviest, strictest, like Saturn is a strict teacher, we won't have so much strictness. We won't have so much pushing us to get out of denial. We won't have so much underbelly of things being revealed that we thought were good. Like good people, we think that they were good, and then they showed themselves to us. So being in this year of the sheep, too, you know, there's a lot of wolves in sheep's clothing. And sometimes I just tell people, just give them a little side eye and just kind of watch them, you know, like they've already revealed who they are. So, you know, you might not get rid of them, but just watch them. Yeah. And sheep year is also good for love, which it was good for me. I've had a lot of love, and when I was mentioning that it was a great year for intoxicating love, I didn't think it would be me at all. I mean, I always have fun and I always have companionship, but I had no idea that I would have three fiancés in 1 year, back to back. And it's also a very good year for hiking. And I went to Sedona and had the nerve to hike up the mountains. Yep, in ballet shoes. And I had a nice gentleman helping me up the hill, which was wonderful, too, and wonderful light workers around me. And Sedona is just awesome these days. My goodness, they have caves in there that and vortexes and portals and all kinds of drawings and ancient, beautiful temples and temples that look like a mother's womb when you go in there, and it actually feels like you're being rebirthed when you go in there. So many beautiful, beautiful energies there. So this is a year where you could do that kind of thing and really go to Stonehenge or go to, you know, Mexico or go to Egypt or, you know, Peru or places like that where there's wonderful vortexes and ancient digs and, you know, climbs and all of that. It's just a wonderful year for that to put a lot more green in your system. The colors purple, red have been great. People look so nice in red, especially the award shows. The red is just gorgeous. And it's a great cheap color this year. And then the greens and blues, turquoise and all of those colors. Getting into the blue, a lot of people in the ocean, but the tides have been huge and, you know, everything's extreme. But, you know, you do have to be careful and swim near, you know, a lifeguard and just be a little careful because the Mother Earth is really pulling people in, like just yanking them in. And you could just be swimming and all of a sudden the tide just, you know, so you do have to be a little careful of sharks and things like that now. We didn't used to have to worry about those things, but it's just that the way that the Earth has been handled, you know, the fish are hungry now and it's also so toxic that they're coming out where the people are now. So it's a different world that we're in. So the eclipse coming this Sunday, that is all about, I thought that was gone, and here it is again, you know, like you really have gotten past abandonment, you're so proud now because you really don't feel so abandoned too much anymore, and then the eclipse will bring it right back up in your face. So don't let anybody push the button of whatever it is, you know, that really pushes your buttons. Let's say maybe not abandonment, but it could be, you always say, you never, and then it just pushes your button when someone says that. You never, ever, ever. You're always doing that. And then it just reminds you of your parents, and they would say stuff like that to you. You're on punishment now. And then all of a sudden you want to run away and argue and fight. And so it's very important to don't take that stuff too seriously and think more like, okay, it's an eclipse. It's going to bring up stuff. And so when we first start working on ourselves, it was thigh high, the abandonment. And then as time went on, it was knee high. And now it's ankle high. And think of it like that. It's going to rinse over like a dirty river full of grep, you know, and it's going to rinse some of your ancestral stuff up or your childhood stuff up. And it might be that person that does it. It might be a thought that does it. It might be a movie that you're looking at. So when you think of eclipses, and don't take it too serious. If you feel moody and if you feel sleepy or you feel introverted, that's normal. And it's like, are we going to get a break? That's what everybody keeps asking me. How much more can we take? And I'm saying, well, if you look at it as a challenge, it's going to be good. And also that you're getting your spiritual brush up. And it's really scrubbing, scrubbing, scrubbing way back even in ancient times now. You know, we're scrubbing ancient stuff. And we're being scrubbed, you know. So we should do both. You can't just let the universe scrub it without you doing your own scrubbing. And that means, you know, get on somebody's table. Even if you don't have that much money, you can find an acupuncturist for $40 in Chinatown. You know, you can do things. It's available, and it's very easy. There's lots of schools that will do it for free because the students need to learn or just a donation. There's healers that take donations. There are people that have sliding scales all over. There's chiropractics and myropractics now, and what they do is use a giant machine, and when you lay on your stomach, they rub that machine all over your up and down your spine and your back. It's the most powerful vibrator I've ever seen in my life. It looks like something you would cut the lawn with. And so they go up and down your body with that, and then they put everything back into alignment after they give you a myropractic treatment. So there's all kinds of fun things, and I think they charge under $100. So there's all kinds of things that put you back in alignment. And I've been getting really all kinds of cranial sacral work this year. And the chiropractor that I go to talks to your organs. And he'll just say, well, is the liver really acting this way, or is your pituitary connected to this? And he muscle tests you, and then he gives you a little treatment so that everything goes right back into place. And he says, we all have worms. So You have to be very aware of those kinds of things when you have animals in particular, because they carry lots of bugs. And so anybody kissing dogs and stuff in the mouth and, you know, sleeping with them and hugging on them and stuff like that, a lot of people are full of bugs from that. So go to the health food store and get a worm killer and get Dr. Schultz's cleaner, number one intestinal cleanse. It doesn't cost that much. And get your colonic that way as well, you know, because we're holding food and we're holding water and toxins a lot. So constantly do those things, you know, to keep yourself more cleaner. And then when you don't have all that gut stuff, you feel so much lighter and you can touch your toes. And, you know, some of these yoga classes don't cost but $15. You know, like try to, you know, sit on a chair and do yoga. And you don't have to do every pose they're doing. You know, just follow along best you can and sit on a chair and just sit still even and just do what you can and touch your toes a couple times. You know, you got to be flexible in this world, and you got to roll on your spine, if nothing else. I see a lot of people never do anything. They sit and watch TV, especially, you know, in the older age group. They just sit and staring at TV all day and all night. And kids are sitting on the computer and playing those games all day and all night. Get outside. Breathe the air. Breathe. Let oxygen into your lungs. You know, we're too addicted to all this phone stuff. They had a new iPhone today that came in and a new TV that's iPhone-ish now. I love all that stuff, but, you know, if you get too addicted to it and you can't get away from it and you just can't live without it and you're on it every minute, you're going to have too much radiation, too much. And these babies are coming in knowing how to text and stuff. You know, like 5- and 6-year-olds will take the computer from you and reboot it and do it and, you know, teach you. They're coming here like they're from some other planet. You know, it's really amazing, this computer age. At the same time, it's necessary. It's also fun. You know, if you don't know it, you know, you're really missing out on a lot, but we're too addicted to it, period. And when you're on a date and when you're with your family and everybody's on the phone, it's just like, huh? So these are things that we need to work
on. I think a lot of times we don't even realize it, but, you know, because we're all doing it. But I did, I noticed it, you know, here in the house. I kind of looked around and, you know, I was on my phone, Jen was on hers, Natalie on hers, even my mom was down, you know, on hers looking. And I just realized we're all in the same room, we're not talking to each other, and we're very, very enthralled in the electronics, and I became super aware of it, and I thought, wow. I went around and I kind of collected everybody's stuff. I'm like, okay, that's it. We're going to just take 10 minutes and interact and actually talk to each other because, you know, but I think that most of the time we're not even aware. We're just so, numbed out into it, and you get lost in it, and time goes by and you don't even realize, gosh, how long have I, you know, been in this? But on the same token, you know, there's so much to read and so much information. So the bad thing is getting kind of too caught up in the BS and all the crap that's on there.
Absolutely.
And then there's the other good part, which is massive, massive, massive amounts of information, which is why I love accessing it.
No,
so more than ever before, people can get educated on things that they never had access to before, or maybe they didn't have time to go to the library, or it's right there at our fingertips.
I love that. So that is the good of it, but at the same time, you know, it's just getting more and more sophisticated to a point where people are getting sick from it. You know, like the fancy phones, you know, they're just in vertigo and all these new things. They go to the doctor, nothing's wrong with them, but it's just when I work on them, their heads are full of radiation. Not only their head, their lymph system, everything. Everything is just full of radiation. I'm like, puffs of smoke are just coming out of their heads and their lungs and everything when I work on them. Looks like
from
big black puffs of smoke coming out. EMS, everything. From the food, from the toxins, from makeup, from hair dye, from junk food, from all that stuff is sitting up in your brain. It's amazing we can think it all. Plus dirt, sand, gas fumes, bus fumes, exhaust fumes, electricity all night long from the TV being on. It's amazing that, you know, you're wondering, why is that person asleep at the green light? They can't think. So doing healing work and doing cranial sacral is why that I can all day long just continue to keep reading people and be pretty accurate. I'm not perfect, but pretty accurate. And, you know, I'm a good channel. But if I did not do those things and clean myself and continue every day to ground myself and get that stuff out of my system, and, you know, I wear makeup and I dye my hair and stuff like that, but at the same time I get it out. It's a spiritual colonic. Get it out, you know, and be as pure as you can be at the same time. just be aware of it. And, you know, I give tools where you can clean it even. If you don't eat so healthy, then clean it before you put it in your mouth. So all that to say, we're going to go into Sunday, which is also an extremely spiritual day, too, the 13th. You know, and there's a lot of spiritual ceremonies going on that day, too, right in the eclipse. So this does not have to be a month where everything crashes. Every time I hear those predictions, my goal is to change it. And people were running out of L.A., and there was a great, powerful psychic guy that was here, and he was telling people we were going to have this huge earthquake and stuff, and he and his wife ran out, and all his followers ran behind, and they all moved somewhere else. And when I heard it, I just put a few workshops together, and, you know, we looked at that and moved the earthquake right on into the desert. It didn't hurt a flea, and for years, it never quaked again except for a little bump, and still not doing that much now because of our work. And other light workers and people who are, you know, dowsers and people who are really connected to the earth. And there's lots of them here. It's just, you know, you don't know about them, but they are here. You know, this is a very spiritual place, California. Say, for instance, you know, some of the most spiritual, the mother, you know, they call it the mother of California, which is where they have all that nice water, and just right over by San Francisco. So anyway, all that to say, this Sunday is a very spiritual day, and it's very important to be in your meditations and stay in alignment with the light beings and the angels with your prayers. You can go on my website, they're on there, and you can just look at the introduction about me, and in pink it says The Light Collective. Just press that button and the prayers will open up. Anybody I know that have done those prayers never has a disaster. They're always averting some problem, and they're the most protective prayers I've been able to channel and find. And when I went to mystery schools, I found those prayers, and they really work, and they're very powerful, and I have never had anyone, even if they had a little car accident, they weren't hurt. Even if their car was messed up, they got another car immediately. But I've never seen anybody fall out of a plane or get a bullet or somebody try to kill them, or if they did, they weren't killed. They weren't harmed in any kind of earth emergency. And people call me from bathtubs because the tornado's coming. They call me because of all kinds of things. And nothing ever happens to my clients. They don't fall out of planes and things like that. They don't disappear. They don't get kidnapped. They don't get beat up and stuff like that. They'll catch a cold here and there. They'll be a little moody and something happened or whatever. You know, they may have a lot of jealousy around them or whatever, but they're still standing. And they look good, and they have jobs. They have love. They have money. They have what they need. And so this is what we all need, you know, to really be who we are, but to have all your needs filled, you know, and to not be sitting up, you know, sacrificing yourself and, you know, thinking that you can't have. You know, that happened in many lifetimes, you know, to priests and priestesses and, you know, people that were healers. And we were programmed that, you know, we were supposed to be in lack and sacrifice, and you get your reward later. And still, it's a little difficult for most of us to really manifest, I should say, not manufacture, but manifest wealth and abundance, and to live, you know, in a mansion, and to, you know, those things are a little scary to light workers. To be powerful, you know, to be a president or to be a power broker, a CEO, or, you know, to really be another Jane Fonda or somebody, another Martin Luther King. Look how few there are. And the ones that are have big mouths and really mouthy and snarky, and that's what's popular now, is people with big mouths and buffooning around and acting a fool. And, you know, they may be telling it like it is, but, I mean, you know, we don't want to be the laughingstock of, you know, the world. America is kind of the laughingstock now.
So, well, people, when you've got people like, you know, certain people running for president,
yes.
You also have certain people announcing that they're going to, you know, big, mm-hmm. you know, music, you know,
yes.
big music things like, you know, Kanye,
mm-hmm.
I mean, give me a break.
Yes.
So, you know, it just really
ridiculous.
Is hard to, but it's almost like, you know, and again, listening back to the beautiful conversations that we've had in the past when you come on to the show, Joy, and I really, really encourage people to go back into the archives and listen to the, you know, ones back in 2012 and what Joya, you know, has said and how she's explaining how we're evolving and the things that are going on and just the you know, the relationship to astrology and looking at it from mm-hmm. a spiritual and not religious perspective. And I say that because it's very, very, very interesting that more people have become, quote unquote, spiritual than religious, than more than ever. And it is,
yeah.
We're also seeing this massive rise in religion more than ever. Like, just, it's just the craziest dichotomy. But, you know, we lost a beautiful soul, Dr. Wayne Dyer. Oh, my goodness.
I loved him.
I mean,
loved him.
Mm-hmm. He was such an incredible being on this
mm-hmm.
planet who left
yeah.
a legacy about
mm-hmm.
unconditional love and forgiveness. He really walked his talk. He had a very
he sure did.
Incredible
humble.
Journey. Very
mm-hmm.
humble, very beautiful man. And,
yeah.
you know, really just he's one of these people that I, in my personal opinion, ascended while on this planet. If you really loved him and watched him and followed him and read his books and watched his growth and, you know, basically how it all started from the erroneous zones and, you know, the experience that he had about his father, who is his biggest teacher in radical forgiveness, a man that he just hated and despised
mm-hmm.
and carried a lot of pain and anger with, and went
mm-hmm.
to his grave to basically, you know, like defecate on his grave, just the
mm-hmm.
most horrible thing he could think of that would make him feel better once he found out that
mm-hmm.
his father had died. And, you know, and then this incredibly and profoundly spiritual feeling overcame him of love at his father's grave that changed his entire life. And he
mm-hmm.
then embarked upon a 41-year spiritual journey where in the end,
mm-hmm.
he really embodied everything that he taught and understood and lived for. And one of the main things that he taught was about the Christ consciousness and what it means
yeah.
for people to come into that. It's an awareness. It's a state of mind, and it's something that it's really important for every single person on this planet. If one by one, each person can just truly embody what it means to understand the teachings of Jesus Christ and the fruits of the Spirit
okay.
and to love unconditionally
mm-hmm.
and what his message
mm-hmm.
was while he walked this planet for those short 30 years of his life, you know, we could really change the world. But we have probably the most hypocritical and, you know, the most hypocrisy of people in the church that preach it and do these horrific, terrible things in the name of Christ, in the name of Jesus, and yet, you know, and we're watching it play out more and more, and it's right now in the news, and I don't want to get too into it, but I just think that it's so interesting how we're almost living in two worlds, Joya, because we've got one end where people are just trying to get out of the rigid constructs of the old ways and the old
mm-hmm.
ways of thinking and being and teaching, the dogma and
yeah.
and all the beliefs. And we're coming more into an understanding of compassion and peace. We're more compassionate through animals. Look at the whole Cecil the Lion thing and how that just happened, you know, coincided with the Lion's Gate, which was a
yeah.
very real thing that happened in history and news, but it happened on the day, a very profound astrological day of
yeah.
what is called the Lion's Gate portal. It all kind of,
yeah.
you know, so more things were really being, if we pay attention, we can bridge these two the actual things that are happening in our world right now as we're watching them unfold and how they're tying in to astrological timelines as
yeah.
well in history.
And that lion
so.
Is adorable. And we all fell in love with that lion. Most of us didn't even know that hunters were doing things like that, paying thousands of dollars to go kill those beautiful animals like that, put them up on their wall. You know, we know about hunting, but nothing like that. And so that one man brought up all of our issues and all the compassion for animals, you know, they ever existed, I think. I mean, worldwide, everybody rose up against that man for doing that and for that country for doing that. And they're changing things now. And he went back to work, but he's like tipping around kind of scared, you know, because that lion was so big of a symbol of what we shouldn't be doing. Like getting the ivory off of those tusks, the elephants, and you know, just all the things that we learn from that. We're learning a lot from one person making a mistake. Or maybe something that's always been going on and it needs to be corrected, including the Confederate flag and those people sacrificing their lives. And, you know, they were born knowing they were going to go through that. And that boy was born to teach us something, too. Yeah, there's lots of boys like that that are full of anger. And so everybody deserves their place in the world. It has nothing to do with color, size, race, age, or anything. And we just have to stop being separate. And that's the lesson, you know, like stop hating. Everybody gets their chance. American Indians, Mexicans, black, yellow, green, everybody has karma. Everybody gets to have their turn, and it should not be any hate involved with any of that. Nobody's better than anybody else, you know. We just have to stop being so bigoted. And where did that come from? It just came from the negative ego mostly. I'm cuter, I'm better, I know everything, you know, and so we have to have the good ego, and that will certainly, you know, make us have our confidence and to love ourselves and all of that. We need the ego to a certain extent, positive ego, but the negative one is edging God out, and the Christ consciousness, it really is not so holy rollerish or anything like that. You know, the way that I look at it, he would have been my friend, and we would be sitting down, you know, having chai tea together. And we'd be burning sage, and we would be talking about wheatgrass, and, you know, we would be using oils and some of the sprays and spritzes that I use and a little holy water, and we'd be putting a little herb around the room or, you know, something on the door to ward off, you know, negativity, or sprinkle salt around, or, you know, he'd be wearing his beads and his robes and I'd be wearing mine. And he is the sandaled one, I call him. He would just be my best friend. You know, when I went on a radio show, it was a little dating competition, and they said, what kind of man would you like? And I said, well, part Jesus and part Robert Redford or something like that. And the guy that they had for me was insulted. He was like, how am I going to fit that bill? But, you know, that is kind of like my type of guy. So when people start saying, what about Jesus? You're psychic and all that stuff. And I go, well, that's my boyfriend. And then they get quiet for a minute and they go, well, if you like him that much, I like you too.
Absolutely.
So, yes. And he also did live to be 103. He didn't just live for 30 years. Yeah.
And wait for the book for that story.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not 30, huh? He was a little bit too deep for that. To actually lay down and die. And so were we.
Right. Well, there's so, 70 plus years after the resurrection. So.
Right. That's our boyfriend. And that's what we want, is a man like that. You know, he can just jump off the cross and keep on going and take everybody with him into the future. So I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I wanted to say. We just got to get through the next few months, and the year will be over. And I think pretty much what's been going on, if you look at the news, is just that people's shadow is coming on up. And the reason that it's coming up so strong, and we wonder why. Why is that man killing his wife? Why is this one doing this? Why is this one blowing up that? Why is this one doing this? You know, we're constantly saying why, and then we kind of frown up, and then we ignore it. CNN, you know, they've got panels talking about mentally ill people and how we're going to recognize them, and how come we didn't know they were nuts before, and now they've blown up the theater and all this stuff, and everybody's trying to analyze and no one has any answer. The psychologists don't have answers. The president doesn't have an answer. The smartest person in the world has no answer, you know, because it's spiritual. That's why. If there had been purification in our world and we actually purified our soul and paid attention to it instead of just organs, cutting out things, medicating things down, and you hear what they say now about the medication. Like, you might get sick and throw up and want to jump off the cliff, but take this. You know, like, it's just crazy.
The side effect might be death, but...
You're going to look cuter and feel pretty good for a minute.
Right. What a joke.
It is a joke, and so the main thing is I work with the doctors hand in hand. You know, God works through everybody, but it's just... you know, they look at me with this really skeptical energy all the time. And I just talk to them anyway. I don't care if they, you know, roll their eyes. I still tell them, I'm a shaman and this is, you know, the way it is. You know, and they listen, but they, you know, you don't have a PhD. And I've got one from the streets, let me tell you. From world travel and from working on all these people all these years, I've got a PhD, all right. And they listen, but, you know, it's just that there needs to be more open-minded people. Just because you have a piece of paper in your hand doesn't mean you're that smart about life. And for the rest of the year, like I was saying, we just got to really, you know, get on through the rest of it and enjoy the holiday season. Then we move from the sheep year, which was all about being creative. I don't know if any of you were that creative, because we were running wild and, you know, trying to pay bills and, you know, but it was a very creative year for the rest of the year. One lady told me she actually was going to a little group, and it's up in Malibu, and it's just really a cute little group, and they had the lion as an image, and so people who couldn't even draw a stick figure were meeting at this group, and they would have a little tea and things like that, and little crumpets or whatever, and then they would have an easel in front of them, and the teacher would teach them how to draw and how to paint. And so the lion was there, and she said, I can't even draw a stick figure. And they helped me, and I drew the most beautiful lion I ever could imagine. And so we need to know that we have talent, that we just refuse to even draw a stick figure because we feel we can't do something. You know, like going into a recording studio or learning a cute little belly dance. Or, you know, just taking a little class, something that's a little goofy or something that you normally wouldn't do, but just take a chance and go to yoga and take a little workshop, of acting workshop if you wanted to act, you know, like go into something a little different this next year, because the monkey year is all about that. You know, it is the year of the monkey, the fire monkey, which will be starting February 8th, 9th. And it has a lot to do with, you know, being like a monkey, and so intelligent, witty, shrewd, fun, and, you know, they like to be mischievous, and they are also very youthful, and they think the unthinkable, and they're witty and inventive and intelligent, but the emblem of trickery, that's the thing that you have to be careful of, because, you know, there's definitely some of that that happens with the monkey, and you have to just be careful of people, you know, selling you a wolf ticket. You can dare to be different next year. Business can certainly flourish. Getting through problems and changing your life is very good. And remember, talk is fast and cheap, so be on the alert for all these con artist types, you know, trying to sell you all these things. Fitness and finding a really good health and diet program, and if you don't have one, find one and rethink the one you've got. It's very important to be fit next year. You know, monkeys are swinging around in the trees and all that. So go to the gym, yoga, tennis, long walks are very good. Those slow-witted people are not going to have too much fun. You know, you got to really be lively and courageous this next year. It's a lightning fast pace that's going to come from that. Education, educating yourself with those courses I talked about, financial groups, learning how to, you know, create passive income, listening to those things, those seminars on the computer. They have all kind of computerized online courses now, and they're giving scholarships for those things. So you don't necessarily have to pay all that money anymore. And it's very good for revolutions and things like that. They're still going to be going on, but probably not as much change as you would like to see. There is a political upturn that can happen, though. And shrewdness with deals is going to be going on more than ever. And, you know, people are like that now. So just imagine it kind of increasing. But new endeavors, very good. And just dare to be different. And know it's going to be fast, but educate yourself. Don't take anything for granted. And there's lots of problems to solve, for sure, but it also is a kind of fun, quick-thinking year. And there will be a political upturn, which is good news, and a business upturn. So that's enough for now. I'd like to close off with a little prayer. And when the people listen back, then they can do it with me. And also, you know, there's similar prayers on the joyaddelaney.net. And it really is a great way to protect yourself and learn how to cleanse yourself and be your own shaman. And I don't charge a thing for it. I have a sliding scale when I do sessions, and I do them over the phone too. It really is a time where I'll be not as available because I have a relationship. So that's a little bit new. I'm usually available to everybody because I've been so single, and I love to be single. But now I'd like to be a couple. So, you know, get me while you can. And those bigger workshops will be happening, and the book will be coming out. So next year will be the year. I've kind of slowed down a little bit with pushing the book, only because so many people have not been as conscious as I would like them to be. So that when they read it, you know, they can do a workbook behind it, and I can give those workshops when they're a little bit more ready. And they're getting ready. And just stay in the light and do the right thing. So here is the prayer. I am an instrument of God. I am weaving my gifts, talents, skills, knowledge, strength, courage, compassion, and love into the tapestry of the divine plan for the new earth. As I respond to my heart's call, I am God in action in the physical plane. I am consecrating my thoughts, feelings, words, actions, and beliefs to be the greatest forces of light and love I can possibly be on this planet. I am making a positive difference every single day. Through the focus of my attention, I am the following divine truths. I am my I am presence. I am one with all life. I am divine love. I am infinite abundance. I am the harmony of my true being. I am vibrantly healthy and eternally youthful. I am a peace-commanding presence. The actions I take every day improve my family, my job, my community, my city, my country, and the world. I have a healing touch. I am communing with my Mother, Father, God, the company of heaven, the I am presence of all humanity, the angelic kingdom, and the elemental kingdom. I am daily and hourly transfiguring this planet into the patterns of perfection for the new earth through my thoughts, feelings, words, actions, and beliefs. And so it is.
And so it is. Thank you,
Joanne. And so it is. And God, Goddess, to you. Bless all
Thank
of you.
Thank you, yes.
And get on through the year now.
Yes, it sounds like it's going to go very, very quickly. It's really
yes.
the theme here.
Very.
So we'll stay in our hearts. What a beautiful prayer to leave us with. Thank you so much. We're going to try to stay cool because supposedly it's going to continue to heat up here in California, but I know we're going to have a wet winter, so there's just
mm-hmm.
going to be a lot going on. If we can all just stay in our hearts and stay as grounded
mm-hmm.
as possible. Go
yes.
back and listen to the forecast that Joya just gave because there was a lot of information here, so we really encourage you to just, you know, go back and read it, or excuse me, listen to it again each time. I know that you'll get a little nugget of something different that might apply very, very specifically to you. So thank
mm-hmm.
you all for being here tonight. And namaste, and God, Goddess, bless, and just everybody stay healthy and well and in love always. Thank you, Joya, for
mm-hmm.
being here, and see you
mm-hmm.
soon. All right.
Blessings.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.